And welcome back to our second act of our season finale of Cyberpunk Red. When we last left our punks, they had just gotten the location of the pit, aka the headquarters of the Nomad organization calling themselves the 666. And Boost McCoy, the resident punk nomad, discovered that that location is in the territory of his nomad family's most hated rivals, the Las Sombras, or Las Sombras, I should say. So we return to the punks inside of Alamo Slow as they're working out how they're going to hit the pit and deal with the 666. So, Boost, when are you letting them know about this particular complication?
Right now.
Okay. Do you want to do that, or are we going to assume that you have done that off camera and we are cutting to their reactions?
I can do that quick right now.
Okay, do it. Go.
So I just looked into the information you gave us, and it's in the middle of a territory which I'm not allowed to be in.
Define not allowed.
Consider a Cold War or a hot peace. Where what? We stay out of their area, they stay out of our area.
Who knew that Boost was such a poet? I like it.
Yeah.
But we're not exactly civil and may start a war if seen in each other's area.
So the consequence of you showing up might be treaties over.
So from now on, call me Koost McBoy.
Koost McBoy, gotcha.
Travis, good no, name. It's going to be Travis McElroy, because that way we can jump on their SEO, and so when people Google, they're like, he did a cyberpunk game? That's great.
I also need someone that can detail the rhinestone.
I'll take a can of spray paint to it if you want.
Boost, is this something where we should be talking to the McCoys, or?
Well, if we could, or we could just pretend we're not there.
Better to ask forgiveness than permission.
If there's no witnesses, we were never there.
Not if it's a territorial nomad.
We're just gonna have to give you a makeover before we go.
So, Rob, I have experience in negotiating shit between nomads.
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do I know this is?
On a scale of 1 to for we're fucked.
So why don't you go ahead and give me a negotiation roll?
Okay.
But instead of adding your base to, I believe negotiation is off of cool.
I don't see negotiation.
No, I'm not thinking negotiation.
Streetwise.
Yeah, what you do? That's actually a better
conversation.
Streetwise is a better role.
Oh wait,
a little less conversation. A little more action, please.
I knew there was conversation in there somewhere.
Okay. All right, I'll do a streetwise. Do I need to take anything off or just as is?
Roll it as a normal skill roll.
Sorry to all of our listeners and watchers. You don't get the dice rolling ASMR because it's only one die at a time.
We'll be back to those games. Like, we'll be back to games soon enough where there are multiple dices and Tawny will be throwing all of them in jail.
You realize, Tawny, once you get your second shot, we can hang out together.
Oh my god. We can hang out together.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
I rolled an 8 plus 12 for 20.
Okay.
This is my 8 die. Ah.
So, the ideal process would be that Boost would go to the leader of the McCoys, Pappy McCoy, and basically ask his permission and, you know, in theory, be persuasive enough to say, this is why we're doing this. I'm not just doing this because, you know, I want to cause trouble. It's because they hurt our friend and you know, this, that, and the other thing. And Pappy would say yes. And then that way the family would defend Boost if, because you don't know what the relationship is between the 666 and the and Las Sombras either. Mm-hmm. So they might also not like them. And if Boost hits them, if you guys hit them, they might go, cool, thanks, guys. Or they might, you know, also be running drugs out of this facility too, in which case they'd be pissed and that would start a war. Yeah. The best, like, that's the best way forward. Mm-hmm. It's primarily because Pappy is the one who knows what the current relationship is between what's going between everybody.
Yeah.
But
takes more time.
Well, if he says no, then you are either stuck with going behind his back, which is bad. Or you let the 666 keep running, which is bad. Or you don't do anything, in which case we get out of here like 2 hours early.
Okay, so pack up, everybody.
I'll take my dice jail and go.
So the Nomads have not given Boost to me, but the McCoy family kind of has Boost as my point of contact with them. Because of the work that I do with them, how much plausible deniability does Boost have if this is like my run to say, you know, Amaretto needed this quick in and out? With the info we have, we might not have
it. Again, it depends on if you want to go talk. Well, if you want to go talk to them first, or if you, it is kind of like what Sarah talked about at the end of our last act break, which was, you know, do you want to ask forgiveness or do you want to ask permission?
You know, I'm normally just like a let's do it and have the consequences later, but I think this might be the one time that I think we should ask.
Yeah.
Because I think we need backup if we get screwed.
Because I think if we are able to, because we're like a small group popping into their home turf.
Yeah.
Where they might have backup with the Los Sombros.
Yeah.
Los Sombros. And
they might get layer actions.
Yeah.
Las Sombras, which is Spanish for the shadows.
Las Sombras.
Which is funny because they're in the desert. But I guess you have a lot of sun, so you'd have a lot of shadows. Oh, getting too deep into that one. Okay.
And
I'm frankly surprised.
The sun, the deeper the shadow.
I'm frankly surprised that Sarah has not made a vampire joke.
Oh, I was thinking it hard.
This is what they do in the shadows.
And they're thematically named almost in line with the 666. So it my literary heart is going, they must be unique, right? So
I do love it when Jordan starts reenacting the Charlie Day conspiracy gif. And she's like, but that thing and that thing and that thing.
Yeah.
Aliens.
I'm not saying they're aliens. What are they're aliens?
I think it's a good idea to at least ask McCoy what's up. And if we have a pretty strong case for it, you know, they're going out of territory to mess with other stuff, the 666. And we could find out if they're working with Las Sombras or not. And if they are, try to hide what we did. And if we aren't, we can give McCoy like a little, hey, see what we did for you. Like, see what we take care of when you can't take care of your own turf, that kind of shit.
If we I don't know if
I would put it that way, but
well, they don't have to, but they can if they want to.
If we go talk to Pappy McCoy, and Pappy McCoy's like, yeah, hit their asses, and then we do, and we do it real good, we might put a little
get in with the McCoys.
Honey in the pocket.
It would strengthen my relationship with them, which would be pretty good, but do we have to get on a boat to go talk to Pappy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is yeah. he on a boat?
Yes.
Yep.
He's on a boat.
We have previously established that the McCoys are more of a nautical.
I'm on a boat, Joe.
You're swamp people.
They're
all
world. They're Kevin Costner. All of them.
Yeah. I do.
Shirts and net walkways.
Annette is actually the name of Pappy's wife. So I do like the fact that
this is affecting our Culver's sponsorship. Damn it!
I do like the fact that Ethan came in with the like, I've made my decision. This is the plan that we're going with. We're going to sneak and be sneaky, sneaky McSneaky, and everyone else is like, yeah, or we could not do that because historically that plan has not worked out for you guys in the past.
Well, although if Boos makes a case, I'll listen to him. He just is played by Ethan, who's very good with the flow. So. We metagamed Ethan's options as well.
No one wants to call me Coost.
I do. Mac I will boy. Be calling
you. Still call you Coost McBoy. Okay.
I will still be calling you Coost McBoy.
I'm just going to use sentences that don't include your name.
The driver. Just call him the driver from now on.
Ooh. But boy is what you're going to be called, though.
McBoy.
From moving forward to now.
So we're gonna Kratos him just boy.
Well, no,
it's my boy.
I thought it was my boy.
We're just lucky that this is the last episode of the seasons. That way, you know, if we come back for season two, Brad has plenty of time to change the
title cards. Where we renamed Ethan's character against his will.
Right.
And then of course Ethan will slip Brad like $50 and be like, you need to change everybody else's name too.
And then I'll break into Brad's computer and
change it back.
Nobody will know what happened.
And then we're having a meta cyber hack of the actual cyber
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to riff more on the name change thing, but if you want to actually get to murking...
You guys want to do a scene, I guess, for some reason?
Probably play. Right.
Okay. So, we cut to... let's see. So, I feel like the McCoy... Are they a fleet? Are they a flotilla? Are they an armada?
Flotilla. Ooh, armada.
I imagine one tiny aircraft carrier. So massive, or not, maybe a barge.
A
bunch of little outships, basically.
I actually really like the idea of a old aircraft carrier. I feel like that's a good, it's a great visual of, like, you know, that it's that cyberpunk mix of, like, old versus new. So like it's an aircraft carrier, and you see that they actually have, like, you know, like AVs coming in and landing and stuff, but then there's also a ton of like chains.
I imagine it actually was sunk at one point, but it's actually it's surrounded by plastic and like stuff to keep
like
it floating.
You put water bottles and stuff under there.
Is it called the Harbor Seagull?
What's the name? Okay, all right, Jordan. We're shooting some mythology question at you, but this
is fuck. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
What's the name of the sea turtle that is? If you don't know, I can look it up.
No, I'm joking.
What's the name of the sea turtle that they that they believe that, like, the entire...
I thought it was Gaia.
Atun. Atun.
Yeah, Chinese is,
no,
I
think. I'm thinking of Kawila.
Oh, okay.
I do know that one.
No,
there's a lot of mythologies that have turtles.
Yeah, yeah, there's, so there's the world turtle from Chinese, which is Ao? A-A-O? A, I don't know.
The well, according also to my believe the same thing in,
according
in some
to my sheet, my cultural origins are Southeast Asian.
Oh, well, then that's perfect.
Or how
could
do
we just name it Turt Turt?
Turt Turt.
Turt Turt.
All right, we're gonna go with Hanu, this unsunken, I guess, for lack of a better term, aircraft here has been named.
I imagine the guy off of Izmu Harris who has an island that's just made of plastic bottles.
Well, I like the fact that it is, it was raised and then. Slowly but surely, a trading port has kind of built up and around it. Built from inflatable, life rafts and so I'm imagining
5-gallon drums, sealed with platforms,
kind of like the ship in Fallout 3.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, the city ship is called Hanu, after Hawaiian mythology and has some stuff with sea turtles going on, so it's kind of seen as this great big sea turtle, and we see, actually, why don't we do another callback? Cricket loads everybody out on the Notel Botel to shuttle you out to the to shuttle you out onto the McCoy city. Because she has, business there that she has to
conduct.
We could call it the Mix City.
We could. Our sponsorship with Culver's is in danger the longer we Mook name things.
McCulver's.
Does this mean that we can't do the Burger King and Yellow series for Delta Green, where a fast food franchise is a secret Cthulhu cult that you have to bust down?
Burger King won Culver's won the franchise wars of the early 2040s.
Oh God!
Before was that the first or the second franchise?
The first franchise wars. Okay, the second one was Taco Bell. So
that was the one that they fought in the trenches with, chicken fingers. Okay.
Yeah. They fought in the fryers.
they fought in the French fryers. So, the boat cuts along the waves and pulls up to the dock. Cricket ties it off and says, "All right. All ashore that's going ashore," though technically it's not a shore, so I don't know what you would... I'm kind of new to this boat stuff. Like, Boost, do you know what we're supposed to?
It's called home.
And he kind of looks up at it. And we get that, panoramic view of this old rust bucket that is still somehow stoically standing, above the waves, even as
slightly askew.
Yeah,
the rusty version of Wakanda.
There's definitely a list to it, but you grew up in it, so you know where to step and where not to. So Cricket is unloads her stuff and hops off and says, just ping my agent when you all are ready to leave. All right,
sounds good.
I do a quick ping to her agent that says see you later. Because I'm annoying, and she loves it. So,
did you spell out C as S E A?
I think she's I haven't even left.
I did now.
I didn't even leave your sight line, Amaretto. Never mind. So the punks make their way through the streets or the docks. They're kind of the both thing. Like I imagine that rather than streets, it's actually almost more like Venice-style canals of, like, you know, you just drive your boat into different places. And do you want to tell me where you go to, like, so when dealing with character backstory, this may be a TMP hack moment. When dealing with character's backstory, sometimes it's easier to let the player drive, and sometimes the player wants you to drive. The easiest way to figure out which is which is ask them. So, since we're delving into sort of your character territory here, Ethan, do you want to define some, like, how do you get a meeting with Pappy? Or do you want me to talk about that?
It's one of those things where everyone knows anyone that comes on and off the ship, and word gets around pretty quick. Like, there's low-tech runners kind of thing, where as soon as someone gets checked in on their boat, kind of the word gets around, so you can announce basically who you're here to see and whatever, and they'll kind of...
I'm assuming maybe that's what, like, that's what you do as a kid. Like, that's your first...
Yeah.
That's your first nomad duty as a kid, is you're a runner that scrabbles all over the boats and stuff to, like, hey, boost is here, boost is here.
Urchin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I kind of, like...
That was good, Tony.
I really like...
It's so seldom that I have moments of wittiness.
Oh, that's a lie. Today.
You know, you're doing good.
Tony, you're the emotional anchor of our show.
Yeah.
Like, you're the one who is like... Okay, now my scene is the scene where I punch you in the face with feels.
Yeah, people can't see it, but I have a chart where I get a gold star when I do good things.
Okay. So the kids are runners, and they scrabble, and they pass the information on to other people and so on and so forth. Keep going.
Basically, Pappy... Well, there's the main office, which... It's kind of where people hang out, but no meetings happen there. So if you want to talk to somebody, you can go there. But it's for official meetings, for business, it's in the crow's nest over top, so you can see the whole area around.
Okay.
That way, basically, you can give subtle hints and nods to people as things are going on in the tower.
It's okay. Also, so if somebody who is important is in a meeting, if they're in the crow's nest, they're not caught off guard by any sort of attack that's coming to them.
They can see everything
brilliant.
All around. There's only one entrance and exit.
That's
so
super brilliant.
If anybody turns it, you can just basically, yeah.
So is it a crow's nest on the aircraft carrier, or is
I imagine it's the former flight control thing where they flight tower,
like the bridge.
Control tower.
Yeah, the control tower.
Okay. Where the plane's coming in and out, but it's kind of been retrofit.
Okay. Like, I like the idea that, like, that maybe that's, maybe, like, the flotilla section of the city is open, but the actual aircraft carrier, like, only clan members get access to that. So, does that mean that you have to leave these guys behind when you go and talk to him, or can you bring them along?
I think basically once you get a meeting set, anyone can go up to the control tower, because that's kind of the purpose, is that way everyone's trapped up there.
Oh, right.
Anything happens.
Right, okay.
Does the crow's nest have anti-cyberware shielding in it, where it basically shuts down a lot of cyberware?
I think that it is shielded in a way that, like,
it's got copper mesh, so there's no, like, signal coming in and out, but I don't
Basically it's got a Wi-Fi shutdown, so, like, Stux can't be like, I'm just gonna hack the rest of the boat.
A Faraday cage.
I wanted to say that word.
Sorry.
It's a Faraday cage.
I'm a hacker.
It's okay, you're my favorite hacker.
I are elite.
Your elite skills.
Super elite.
So now I imagine that the...
The way I kind of see it is the top of the giant flat aircraft carrier is kind of where all the shops are, and where the, you know, people coming and visiting and deals happen up there. and the only people inside the aircraft carrier are actually the family members. That's where all the housings are, and like the schools for the kids and all that kind of thing are inside. Okay. So basically any visitors stay on the surface or
on the flat top. Yeah. But anybody going into the ship. Okay. I like that. All right. So, and then like all the boats that are docked below, you have to like go up the, you know, the elevator, whatever. And like the, maybe there's a, there, like the family business, you guys have like the nicer, like, oh, we push the button and the elevator pulls us up. Whereas anybody else, they actually have to pay, like people like to, you know, physically, you know, raise the, you know, the thing. Yeah. I love that. Let's keep that. I want to come back here. So we cut to the punks as they spread out along the deck, and if the docks were, you know, are the shops and businesses on the deck more orderly, or is it still kind of a ramshackle?
I think it's just ramshackled.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Like, I don't think you become a nomad if you have a great sense of city planning and like.
There's probably like, some also open spots that non-family people can rent out, like if they're staying on here for a little bit, kind of thing. And otherwise, it's just it's a mess.
Oh, I wonder if I want, and the stalls are built from old airplane parts, so like you've got, you know, like you've got like a you know, like an airplane and like the wing is busted and bent, but then, you know, you've got the lean-to underneath it, and then they're selling, you know fresh crabs from the sea, and or you go past and there's like basically it's all built out of old military crap that is probably from the 20th century that has spent, you know,
the stuff that's now useless but used to be high tech.
Bunch of right, like because
they're yeah, like
keep falling out of the sky.
They've got F-35s like in a stack, like free, please take one.
You just got a clap from Brad, by the way.
As you wander the streets and make your way to the entryway to the Con Tower, and that's where all of the family business is located. Are you stopping and doing any shopping? Are you catching up with people, or are you heading straight to make your ask?
I'm doing like finger guns and stuff along the way, and probably pointing out people like
the traditional like, nomad greeting. Yeah, exactly. Hello. That's great. I love it.
Just being like that, John. That's Johnny. He sells, you know, books, like the old school kind. That's Fred over there. If you want anything weird, he just kind of travels around selling and buying weird shit. And like,
just kind of talking as we walk. Anybody want to ask what weird means?
I just imagine he's a dude with like, literally travels from different flotillas to flotillas, just being like, what you got? Or just any junk.
He's like, hey, you want some of these F-35s? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a pawn shop, but it's called a prawn shop.
Hey!
That's where you get all the shrimp.
Gold star.
So you get to the kind of the gathering area at the bottom of the Con Tower, because basically people are kind of milling about and waiting until, you know, their number is essentially called, and then they get to have their meeting. So you go up to the front, where, like, I imagine there's an old woman who has been there. Like, she was old when you were a kid, and she is still there, and she is like, she's one of those short, stout fire plug women,
I imagine, Elena, I assume she's blind, but she always knows exactly who you are and what you want.
Absolutely. So she's like, Boost McCoy as I live and breathe. And she puts her arms out because she expects to be hugged no matter what. And although you have seen moments where she will hug somebody and then hold them while other Nomad gang members shiv them because of the crimes that they have committed to the family. So it's kind of the first like loyalty test of like,
I like her.
How good have I been?
Yeah. Let's call her Mama Bass.
Aww.
I like her.
And she always smells like mothballs.
No. She always smells like the sea.
Yep.
Everything smells like the sea on the sea.
A valid
I was trying to be adorable, Ethan.
And you brought your friends with you after, I'm assuming you go through the hug and no shivving happens yet.
We have a job that may be sensitive to our situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they are part of the team for this job.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you all. I'm assuming the loud one was Stux.
Yes.
That means that Winger is here.
Yeah.
How do you know my name?
He was slightly less loud one. On me.
And that is Amaretto.
She's just magical.
And that, where's Jack Pulse? I know he's smirking somewhere. I can hear him smirking.
Yes, that's me. I'm not impressed that you know who I am. Everybody should know who I am.
You should be impressed.
Or should I?
He spends a lot of time out here.
Your names are starting to get around, my babies.
All of ours?
In a positive way or a negative way?
Well, when you have young superstar Boost McCoy as part of your crew,
Boost, are you a local celebrity?
We did good
here. Are you famous and you didn't tell us?
He's starting to go by McBoy out on the surface.
Boost McCoy, in case you weren't aware.
Yeah, he's embarrassed by his.
He would never change his name, and like her warmth just drops out when she says that.
That's what I told him, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I was he there. We didn't.
That's why I came to tell you, Mama Bass. He obviously didn't have his mind changed.
Well, Boost, we trust Boost represents our interests in Night City, so we do want to keep tabs on him. So, you know the drill. Take a number, and you'll be called in the order that Pappy is ready to see you.
And walk over off the stand and grab a blue triangle that sits on the edge of your car.
Like at Culver's.
That's the joke.
But some people don't know Culver's, Rob. We don't have them in the South.
Yeah, that's why the South sucks.
Hey, at least we got Waffle House.
We lost.
Waffle House.
So your number is 56.
Can I get a hug from Mama Bass?
Do you need a hug?
Can I, please?
Be careful.
Put her arms out.
Be careful, Stux.
Hug.
Stamp, stamp, stamp.
I feel like there's more to her hugs than meet the eye.
You hug her and she just takes a big whiff.
She looks at you with her blind eyes and says, I think it's more suspicious that you're suspicious of hugs, dear.
She's always been suspicious of hugs.
I
hugged her once and then
I hug okay sometimes.
They have a rift between each other because she let her get arrested.
That did happen.
Why did you have to bring that up, Jack?
Oh, I thought we were being honest with our new friends here. Are we not being honest with each other?
I was going to say she doesn't like hugs because one time I gave her a hug near a pool and then jumped and took her with me.
You did do that. I almost drowned that day. You remember that?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Thanks for that.
Mama Bass dings the there's like a old LED like now serving a thing, and she pulls up her thing. Now serving eight, number eight. Boost looks down at his blue triangle.
567.
No, just 56. Okay. That just means that you'll probably be here. Oh. 2 days tops.
We got time.
Can we find out who has a smaller number and just switch?
Or ship them?
We could ask politely to switch.
Oh, right.
Say it's a quick turnaround time and be like, hey, we got somebody, we can lie and say we've got somebody that is being captured and held prisoner.
Did you know that Winger has face cancer? We really need to
look at it. Ugh.
She's real sick. She's just really sick. I know she doesn't look like it, but you know, she just hides her pain very well.
That glitter on Stux's face, it's not glitter, it's a rash. Super deadly.
It goes across twin lines.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to
around? If Boost is a local celebrity, he might just be able to ask.
Yeah, I would tag team it with Boost probably, but I'd love to find somebody with a quicker number than 56.
Okay, give me a perception roll.
Rob will make us wait 2 days.
How much of my hearing is affected by...
Probably not this one, because I'm assuming you're kind of looking at numbers as opposed to
man, this is so awesome. I have number nine.
I rolled a 10.
Okay. I'll just have a plus 10 to this one, I guess.
24.
Oh, did you crit fail?
I rolled a 1.
I rolled a 10, so your girl got a 24.
Okay.
So it cancels out and we're still 50, whatever.
I got a 9. I got a 9. My plus 10 didn't help, and this now is going.
So.
Away. I percepted better than you.
Because it didn't have to do with hearing, okay?
I think I want to run it this way. I think that Winger spots somebody that owes her a favor, and I think that Amaretto gets spotted by somebody who is not a particular fan of hers.
Oh! Everybody loves Amaretto's son. I hope everybody heard that.
I heard them.
Can I help you, Mr. Cat?
It's a particularly angry cat. Is that who it is?
Is
it chased around by an angry feline?
So, Winger, do you want to tell us about your friend, or do you want me to do it?
I'm going to give you the reins on it.
Okay.
That's a bad idea. I fucked up.
That's a friend. It's not somebody that doesn't like you.
No, I'm not.
It's a dark, handsome man named Salvador.
Hello, how are you?
It's a very soft beard.
It's still a cat, but it has like a voice speaker. Like,
yeah.
It's a like the dog from Up.
Yeah, meow, 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 darling, meow.
Would you like to see my wares?
Meow.
Kajik.
I'm a Kajik.
Kajit is pleased.
Khajiit has wares.
I want to think about this for a second. So, I think you run into somebody that you have whose life you may have literally saved during your work as a solo, like possibly before you joined up with these reprobates. So let's call it a. Well, let me ask you, Tony, what parts of the setting would you want to bring in here?
I don't see any reason why Winger would not have worked for some of these nomads, like when they needed extra muscle.
Okay. So let's maybe do another gang. Let's call them...
you have a bunch of Sylvester Stallone tech. is there like an underground market that's run by a gang like the Italian Stallions?
Oh my god, yes.
And that's where they run that tech?
Brad, I love you.
Do we need to pay royalties at some point?
No, it's Stallone with three L's. We're fine.
We're good, we're good.
It's still one. It's still one.
Yeah, Stallone. Stallone. So, all right.
It's Polly.
Polly. Polly.
Okay. So, yeah, no, let's run with it. Looking at the people who are gathered here to supplicate Pappy, Winger, you see somebody from your past. This guy by the name of Polly Bartolomeo. And he is a made man in one of the Night City Italian families. And which piece of your cyberware did working for him help you get?
I want to say it was the Golden Balboa cyber arm, because everything else is Cliffhanger and Rambo, so we have to go with the Rocky-themed one.
Okay. And they call him Polly because he has he's got the hair ring, but also the ponytail in back. But it's all a bunch of different colors too, so it's like a rainbow ring like that. And he's taken to kind of playing into the name, because like it's one of those things where if they give you a name, it's your name. Like you can't be like, I don't want this name. So he has instead shifted the other way to be like, are you going to call me this? Fine, this is what it is. So basically, all the colors that that Verge had left in his closet seem to have splattered onto Polly. So he's got like a vest that's one color, and like a Hawaiian shirt underneath that's a bunch of different colors, and then he's got like camo pants that are, instead of like one specific camo, like it's a camo pattern, but it's kind of a rainbow thing. He sees you and says, hey, girly, come on over here.
Hello, Polly.
Oh, good to see you. And there's more hugging. There's a lot of hugging. Welcome to Cyber Hug.
Am I with you, Winger? Mm-hmm.
I would think so.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Polly, you meet my sister. This is Stucks.
Yeah, no, we ate dinner after that thing that happened with the other thing, you know?
Oh, Polly. Hey.
Polly, you've been waiting here to see Pappy?
Yeah, I mean, listen. What you can't have an army that marches on an empty stomach. And, you know, if we want to take our guides to the mattresses, that means that we've got to have seafood that we can, send to the restaurants. And you don't get better seafood than from the McCoy family.
You ain't wrong. I, what number are you? We were just looking at,
number, he says, 10.
Oh boy, wow, that's a good number. That is a good number, Polly.
That's a really good number, Polly.
Alright, what do you want for it?
What if I give you... I think, you know what, this might be your lucky number that I got over here.
I will give a free consultation to the family's restaurants to make sure all of their security is good.
Consultation from the best.
No, it's true. It's true. It's true. We could do that.
But I demand meatballs from Mama.
All right, please. That sounds good. I mean, if during this consultation you could perhaps figure out a way to, what's the word here? Optimize our net presence so that, say, our advertisements for the restaurants were to come up more frequently than some of the other competition. If that's the kind of thing you're able to do.
Oh, Polly, come on.
All right. I'll trade. I mean, hey, I'll go down to the rec deck and, you know, I'll eat some crazy stuff that they cook in the engines on all those boats down there. I mean, that's how you find new recipes, right?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Hey, Polly, it was good to see you.
It was good to see you too. And he puts his arm out and you shake it with the golden mambo, and he always does this. He's like, Whoa, you got a grip there, lady.
I don't even know my own strength.
This girl right here, you'd better watch out for that arm. Man. And he gives you a wink and heads off.
See you later, Polly.
And then, of course, he immediately sees Ever and Oset is like, that bitch, I'm going to kill her. No.
Hey, guys, I got us up in the list.
I mean,
and that's, I might have it too.
And that's when the bing, number 10, please report to the
winger, lifesaver.
maybe your critical fail is just that you know, like, I'm Amaretta's son, I know all these people, and you looked around and nobody was here.
Where is Adrian?
Wait, no.
Oh, no. No, I liked the old one.
Do you have a beef you have to settle with Pappy?
Ooh.
Like, not like major, but like one that maybe you didn't tell everybody about that you're like,
stole my parking spot in the ocean.
Off the top of my head, maybe did I pull Boost into something I probably should have held him for or something like that? Because a lot of
if our contract was up like 2 months ago and you just never said anything?
Ooh, is that small though? I don't think that's small.
Because you would have renewed it, but you
didn't. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I forgot to send in like the subscription update, my new credit card information.
you forgot to include the background disclosure.
Well, because I'm like I want to be truth to playing the die where it lies, but I don't necessarily want to stretch out this scene Well, let me ask you this:
encounter?
Would you rather want a brief grumbly boy encounter? And set up a potential enemy in the future, or do you want to set up a complication for your meeting with Pappy?
Maybe a complication with Pappy, so we can get rolling. I think it would make sense.
Can I throw something?
Yeah.
What if you have actually had some dealings with Las Sombras?
Yeah, that would probably be likely. Yeah.
Playing both sides of the coin there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's never been against each other. I'll save that for when I just...
Yeah, I'll save that for when I'm begging for my life. But, okay, I like that. All right. And maybe that's... So, you look around and... As you, like, you're looking around for somebody to talk to while they're doing off. And... The only person who you see is Mama Bass, and she's definitely giving you the dead eye. Like, she knows. You can tell that she knows.
She's giving you the dead eye from her blind eyes. That's the worst.
Terrifying.
That's why I didn't go in for the hug.
So, I'll just... And I think, and maybe one of the other people waiting kind of like comes over is like, what did you do to piss off Mama Bass?
Always say thank you after she tells you something. I just like, tell nobody shit.
I plead the fizzift. Yeah.
Keep it very respectful to Mama Bass, okay? She deserves it. She's had a eventful life.
All right. So number 10 gets called, and the punks are escorted onto the waiting elevator that leads up to the flight deck, the control tower. And those doors open up, standing, and he always does this because Pappy has a bit of the dramatic to him. He's standing looking out of the flight deck window, even though the rest of the room has been basically reappropriated less as like a flight deck and more like an office. So there's like, this is where the nicest furniture that you all find inevitably ends up, except it's still kind of weird and mismatched.
Well, some of it couldn't fit up the elevator, so it had to be cut and retaped together.
or they had
they
AV'd it, and because there's like no glass in the windows, so they brought it in that way. But he's got his hands clasped behind his back in sort of the naval manner, and long flowing, a beautiful mane of gray hair right, behind him. I can tell when the sea is angry, you know. Is it angry today? Can you tell me that?
I mean, it looked fine when we were over there. It was pretty calm, and there was not a lot of waves.
He turns around and is like, oh, I thought something happened to Polly, because you sound a lot different. The front of Pappy is just as majestic. He has a nice pirate, like he has a nice, whereas Boos kind of has like a techno cowboy thing going, Pappy is much more techno pirate. He's got a nice beard. He's even got an eye patch.
Nice.
And
that has like an LED blinking eye on it.
Yes.
And I think he's got a sea coat draped over his shoulders, except it's a more modern interpret of it, that looks like it was stitched together from a couple of captain or some corpo uniforms, like their sea captain uniforms. Boost, my boy, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you too. It's always nice to be back home.
Did you stop by and get the roasted seagull that you like?
Haven't yet, but plan on grabbing it on the way out as a ride home or a ride back into Night City snack.
Those are great. I'll call ahead and make sure that she's got one for each of your friends. And it's my treat. It's so good to see you, my boy.
Yeah, I didn't bring anything this time, but next time I'll make sure to bring.
Well, mine. You brought the these friends that you've made. you don't have to salute me. It's fine, but it's nice. You can keep doing it. It's okay. Okay. That's fine. This is your crew in Night City, is it?
Yeah, two I'm working with.
And he does actually stand like one leg Captain Morgan style and like kind of lean forward on it.
Of course.
There's a box there just for that purpose.
Absolutely. That is his Captain Morgan standing box.
100%.
100%.
It's a crate of Captain Morgan.
So, well, introduce me.
So we got Jack. He's, you actually might know him as Jack Pauls. He was...
Enchanté.
Yeah. Then we got Amorato's son.
Happy.
You know, Amorato. Then we got Stux.
Hi.
She's our tech. And then we got Winger. Who is the muscle?
And she keeps showing me that elbow muscle. I like that.
Yeah.
So you're running with Amaretto's son these days.
Yeah, she's been our main contact to get our supplies for in Night City.
Really?
Yeah, still have that contract with Boost to make sure he gets work and have him do some odd jobs on occasion.
And you wouldn't happen to still be in contact with Lechuza, would you?
Lechuza.
You know that name, Boost, because that's the name of not the leader of the Las Sombras, but like, I keep saying the Las Sombras. Not the leader of Las Sombras, but the heir apparent.
I would say no, but I feel like you wouldn't believe me, Pappy.
Well, all I want to know is if you're still in contact with her, want to know if you would be interested in helping me arrange a meeting with her.
Of course. McCoys have been really good to me and Cricket, and I may be in contact with them on occasion, but I would never, ever hurt McCoy interests. You guys have been too good to us.
Of course not. I mean, I've worked with you and I've worked with Cricket for many years, and that's why I want to I want to keep that relationship open and free. Now, what is it, Boost, that you've come here to seek?
So, speaking of keeping it open and free, I had to convince these people to come here in order to ask your permission. One of our friends were taken by a nomad gang that is currently residing in the territory of Las Sombras.
A second gang?
Yeah. We're not sure what the relationship is.
They're thematically linked. They're called the 666.
Also, they suck. Really hard.
Thematically, that's important. I mean, you know, no, I get that. I mean, you know, this is an image. I have to maintain it, so I understand.
They could just be that way in order to blend in a little bit more to the territory, but we don't have an inside look as to their relationship with Los Sombras. We could be doing Los Sombras a favor by getting rid of them. We can check when we're at their hideout, taking out every single last one of them to see what the relationship is. I'm sure they have some vids or audios with any meetings they might have had with the group.
So is this a reconnaissance run or is this a hit, Boost?
It's a hit. Maybe. If you say so.
I would call it a complete obliteration.
They mutilated one of our friends.
Well, then.
Hence the obliteration.
I appreciate your honesty, Boost. A lot of folks wouldn't. Few folks would come all the way up here to admit that they want to pull off a run inside Las Sombras territory to my face.
If it's done right, no one will ever know. And there'll be no one left to tell. But just in case, we need your permission.
Puts the Captain Morgan boggle back in the case.
I knew you were going to say that.
He strokes his piratical beard. All right. I'll allow the raid, but there's something I want you to do for me in exchange.
That is?
I need you to get married. And that is where we end our second act.
Pardon?
Of our final episode of Cyberpunk Red. We'll be back in with our final act of our final episode very soon, next week. So be sure to check out what we're talking about then.
Good morning, Night City!
Hey, this is Tawny coming at you from Theater of the Mind Players to let you know that our theme music for the intro and outro was done by Exandroid. All of our backing track is coming at you from Dark Fantasy Studios. We also want to give a quick shout out to Arc Dream Publishing and Evil Hat Productions for sponsoring our show. Don't forget to like, share, rate, and subscribe wherever you see Theater of the Mind Players, especially our YouTube. Thank you and good night!